Hello, this is Jill Harrington, President of Sales Shift, with a very important message about incoming leads. Actually, it's about the problem with incoming leads. So seriously, what salesperson doesn't love a steady flow of buyers landing in their inbox or in their voicemail? It's the number one goal of your social activity and of your marketing efforts. And let's face it, incoming is so much easier. It's more comfortable. Generating your own leads takes effort. But there are a couple of problems with incoming leads. Number one, we all now know that most buyers do their research online before making a purchase or before contacting a salesperson. So by the time that lead hits your inbox, they know far more about you than you do about them. And they've already found options. You're already up against stiff competition and you are likely heading towards a price war. Number two, you have relatively little control over who drops into your inbox. And because salespeople are programmed to react to opportunity, and I mean any opportunity, you may end up spending time on marginal prospects that suck your attention away from the good ones. Now, I'm certainly not saying that incoming leads are bad. I love them as much as the next person, but not all leads are equal. So it's important to have a handful of power qualifiers, questions that will quickly identify if and how much of your attention should be invested on any given lead. So I have five power qualifying questions I use with every incoming lead. I make sure I get the answers to these five questions before investing any serious time or energy to a new lead. And each question is designed with a very specific intent. And I'm going to share these in a moment. But a word of caution, depending on your market and your business, your questions will be different. So design your own specific questions to help you quickly gauge the opportunity while also establishing your credibility with the caller. So what am I? So when I receive an incoming request, say for sales training, here's what I ask. Number one, why is this a priority for you and why now? Now, this is a big picture, open-ended question that centers on the customer, and I'm listening for clues to a compelling or strategic business reason for this interest in training. If this issue is an organizational priority, then there will more likely be funding and executive support to move it forward. And that's important to me. Question number two is a subset of number one. Once I get the understanding of their goals and drivers, I ask, what needs to happen or change in order to accomplish this? I am now listening for the buyer's perspective on how they plan to address their challenge. This gives me something tangible to which I can connect my services and opens the door for me to offer an expert perspective that deepens my credibility. Number three, what is your process to ensure you make the right decision and where are you in the process? Having them articulate the full decision-making process helps me understand who I'm speaking to, who I should be speaking to, and how the decision will be made. Asking where are you in the process opens the opportunity to explore the competitive situation and even find out if this is winnable for me. If I'm being brought in at the tail end of the process, that's a red flag and that requires further exploration. Question number four for me is, how will you know that you have found the right provider? I want to know that the buyer has thought about this and is able to articulate a response to this question. Plus, the answer lets me identify if I'm a viable contender. I recently chose to walk away from a referred opportunity because my company's focus didn't match the type of support this buyer was looking for. Not only did I feel that I wouldn't win, I actually didn't want to win this opportunity. And then my final question, my personal favorite, and it's always the fifth, how are you funding this initiative? I avoid or defer asking, what is your budget? The question that many salespeople ask. I don't like it because it immediately focuses the customer on a fixed number and derails the conversation. We do eventually talk about numbers, but my initial interest is finding out if they have adequate funding, and if not, are they motivated to go get it? You know, leads that come our way without much effort always look attractive on the surface. But face it, not all leads are good leads. define your own handful of qualifying questions to avoid the temptation to follow a dead end. Then focus your attention on the best use of your valuable selling time and your resources. Now, if you're interested in more of these smart, simple insights that will shift your sales results, we want to hear from you. Make sure you pick up a copy of my new book, Uncommon Sense, available September 2017, and visit our website, saleshift.ca, to sign up for your weekly Monday motivations and to be in touch with us. In the meantime, sell smart and good selling.